Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Zach Osborne, fresh off the main event. Third one was good. Ran up front, a little bit of a mid-race lag, but then strong at the end.
Yeah, felt better. The first main event, I was just mediocre. Got stuck behind some guys that were, like, going ham on each other, and that kind of ruined my...
How was that from watching that?
It was like, come on, like, let's just kind of go forward now. Like, we've been dinking around for three laps. Let's do this. So, second one was a little better. Made some passes and kind of felt a little more racy. And then in the third one, finally got a really good start. I let Marv get away from me there the first two or three laps, which I was a little bit bummed on. But, it came around there at the end really good, like in the very end, I feel like. And honestly, I just feel like I'm starting over every weekend with confidence and finding my feet. We made some really, really good bike changes today with the shock in the whoops, which helped me a lot for the last two main events. And just finding that comfort, you know, I feel like people keep saying, oh, you're so aggressive on the 250 and this and that. And I feel like I'm still that aggressive, but it's just not quite the right type of aggressive. You know, those guys have so much roll speed and timing with this bike, and it's coming. I mean, it's something that I had in the off season, but dude, missing those six races and, you know, basically 8 weeks on the bike in the end really set me back. But now, you know, I think it's starting to come around a little bit.
Third gear start, that last one was pretty sweet.
What?
Your gear?
Yeah. Oh, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Me neither. I thought the track was pretty good. Very start dependent. Tough section of whoops, and I mean some rhythms that you had to pay attention to.
Yeah,
and a sand section that worked.
Sand section was good. I mean, hey, if it were up to me, every track would have an over under and a sand section, because they're just, I mean, like, they're awesome. Yeah. Over unders are sick. Like over under finish line, over under like we had tonight. They're so cool. Right. Even for me, like to ride it, it's really cool. Yeah, I think that sand section was one of the better ones I've ever ridden. You know, you could jump in and then jump out, or you could kind of roll in and manual out. Both sets of whoops were good. I thought that when we rode press day yesterday, it was like some of the best traction I've ever ridden. And then, like, in that last main, the finish line was Blue Groove.
Oh, really?
So I was like, holy crap, you know, it was maybe like 50% less wet today than it was yesterday, which was strange. But, yeah, the track last weekend and this weekend were two of the best racetracks I've ridden in a long, long time. That rhythm after the start, if you will, double, triple, and then that triple out into the corner was far. Like, you had to kind of really be on it. It's been fun, you know, like to work as hard as I do during the week and then come on the weekend and get a 10th, it sucks. So to kind of build and get a career best in a whatever you call these events.
Yeah. Gangbangs?
Whatever, yeah.
They go by quick, right? Not much time.
It's so fast. And like in that last one, I was in the battle with Coop and Eli, and I looked on the board and it was like three minutes, and I'm like, holy crap, four laps to go. Like, now I got to make some moves here. But it's fun. I like the Triple Crown. I don't think everyone should be Triple Crown, but maybe half or more, you know? I mean, more than what we have, more than three.
Cool. Thanks, man. Good
job. Thank you.